Welcome to the Holistic Career Change Podcast. Spoiler alert, we don't discuss conventional, linear, boring career change here. This is the place where we talk about finding an aligned career path that feels like an extension of who you are, where you get paid for being yourself. Forget personality quizzes, soul-crushing scrolling on job sites, and breaking your brain trying to find your why. Join me and many other career changers who've changed their career holistically by first defining who they are at their core and then using this blueprint to design a fulfilling career or business. We use the mind-body-soul approach, and we take into consideration the complexity and multidimensionality of all that you are and want to represent in the world. This is where purpose-led careers are born and built. I'm your host, Vilma Osaite. Let's go. Hello, friends. How are you? 2024. Can you believe it? I don't even know how January went by so quickly, and we're already in February, and I don't know what's going on. Like, the timelines are merging and accelerating. I see that all the time. Anyway, I hope you're well. I hope you're moving towards alignment. I hope you're finding clarity. I hope you're happy. I hope you're excited. I hope you're healthy. Today, I want to talk about spiritual redirections and interventions. I know it really sounds weird. If you're a newer listener, you're like, Vilma, why are you talking about this? Isn't this supposed to be a career change podcast? It is. Work with me. This is a theme that I'm about to introduce to you. This is a theme, a pattern that I've been noticing a lot in the past weeks, like from everyone. I cannot even tell you. My clients, people who book consultations with me, DMs that I receive from people on Instagram, it's been wild. All literally almost the same story. So I could not talk about this on my podcast. And this is not so much of a how-to episode where I'm going to give you a strategy. This is more so a validation. So if you're going through this, this is me telling you you're not crazy, and it's very much happening in a collective for many of you. I'm also, by the way, this is a side note, I'm also trying to execute this new vision that I have for the podcast, which is to make the episodes shorter, because I think shorter episodes are often easier to consume, and I think they're even sometimes more impactful, so there's like less fluff and more going to the core straight away. So my solo episodes are going to be hopefully shorter, and my chats and interviews with people is probably going to be a little longer because I just can't contain myself. I find many of these stories that I feature fascinating. Even if I was the one who worked with these people, I still love hearing their stories. So please let me know if you like the shorter format. Also, just reach out to me if you are enjoying the podcast, if you have any suggestions, if you have questions. I am so open, and I love connecting with you as well. And final one, I know that you might be sick of hearing this from many other content creators, but if you've been listening to this podcast and you find it useful, if you enjoy it, please, please, please take 5 seconds of your time to rate the podcast and 30 more seconds to leave a review, even if it's 3 words. I'm asking for 35 seconds out of your life, which, if you do, will then send a message to the podcast gods to feature this podcast more, which means that more people can get the support and the inspiration for their career change journey, because you know more than anyone else. Changing career, pivoting towards something that is maybe completely new, where you don't even know if you're going to be good at, where imposter syndrome is eating you up, it's scary, it's isolating, it's confusing. So the more support people have, the quicker and the smoother the transition will be for them, and the happier people are going to be overall on this planet. So if you're not driving, please, if you could pause and donate those 35 seconds of your life to rate and review this podcast, I would be eternally grateful. And I just appreciate you all so much. Okay, let's go back to business and the topic that I want to talk to you about. So, like I said, yesterday alone, I had 5 calls back to back where people were describing almost identical situations and circumstances. And that was when I was like, okay, that's my sign. It's important. It needs to be highlighted. It needs to be on a podcast. Here's how the story usually goes, okay? Let me paint a picture for you. I'll use imaginary friend, Tina, because I love Tina Turner. She's the boss. So Tina, she'll be the heroine of the story. By heroine, I mean the hero of the story, not the heroine you showed up, but you get the gist. She says, I feel like creating content has become such a minefield these days. Do you guys feel that too? It's almost like you have to give disclaimers for every other sentence. Okay, let's get back to Tina. So Tina, let's say she has a job in tech. When she first got the job, she kind of liked it. She liked the people. She loved that it's sort of a different culture. It's open communication. Maybe it's a startup. You know, she liked the freedom that she was giving. So basically, she really thought it was a great job. Plus, obviously, her ego loved the idea of working in tech. And maybe she had a really nice tech salary to add to the whole story, right? So it was great. And for some time, she enjoyed it. However, as things evolved, she started getting bigger workload. She started struggling with internal communication. Maybe the processes were not working within the company. Maybe the clients were demanding. Her team was not supportive. Her boss or her manager was telling her to work more without really giving her the tools to do that with. So she really ended up feeling like she's just on her own. And basically, everything she once loved about this role in the company started to get to her, and that became the things that started to really annoy her, because she just felt incredibly unsupported and she felt treated really unfairly. And then obviously, as the time went by, the inevitable happened. The workload, together with this emotional, mental challenge and stress, brought Tina to the verge of burnout. Right? And again, I heard the story 5 times yesterday. And if you think I'm calling anyone out, please know I'm not calling anyone out. Because I'm hearing this consistently over the past 3 and 4 weeks. I really want to emphasize that, because I don't want you thinking, oh, I shared my story and then Vilma is telling that story to the world. No, this is what I've been hearing. Okay. And also, the details of the story may differ for you, right? Maybe you don't have a massive workload or your team is supporting you, but that doesn't change the fact that if you are misaligned, you will end up burning out, and it will almost feel like your body is starting to break apart, or that it feels like the body is refusing to do the work. Like the body stops collaborating, and that could be, you know, physical symptoms, like mystery symptoms, like pains, headaches. It could also be just energetically, whereas you're disconnecting because you're in constant nervous system dysregulation. So you're not present for anything. You're numb, right? And so you may also be feeling that immense resistance to get anything done. Even if it's the simplest of emails, you will find yourself like, you know, dancing around for half the day, not even managing to send a simple email. That's also your sign, and which means your productivity is going to suffer. So it's going to become a very miserable drag, low frequency experience, you know. And the issue here is like, not a lot of people will get it. And maybe some of your loved ones won't get what you're going through. But let's get back to Tina. So Tina has been struggling, okay? And she then has performance review with her manager. You know, it's the new year. We need to sit down and review. And she needs to discuss how she did. She needs to set the new goals, etc., etc. And you know what's interesting? Even if Tina had been receiving like verbal positive feedback and praise, not just from her clients, but also from her managers, to her surprise, when she gets to the performance review, she gets a really bad review. And then she's sitting there seeing that her manager is picking on just like irrelevant details that like make no difference to the bottom line, make no difference to like client deliverables. Like it just makes no sense, you know, and the manager is bringing up like nonsensical, unimportant situations. And he or she is using that against Tina to basically justify the shitty review. And yes, this is all happening in light of recurring worldwide tech layoffs. So you probably know where I'm going with this. there is a chance that they're trying to get rid of Tina, right? But in spite of Tina's efforts and her very best attempts to do her work well, to make sure that she is taking care of her clients, she really feels like she is being mistreated and pushed away. And like I said, the senior management might even be hoping that with that treatment that she's getting, she may end up sick and tired and get discovered and jump the gun and leave herself. So they wouldn't have to pay Tina's severance package, right? They need to save money. You know, so Tina is left simply feeling unappreciated, confused, and offended. But above all, she starts questioning her worth. Is she doing a bad job? What if they are right? What if she did drop the ball? What if she is incapable? What if she should be demoted? What if she is incapable to hold a good job or any job, right? This is what starts to happening. Those doubts, they start to creep in. It's kind of like being in a toxic relationship with your partner, say very typical in narc relationships where a partner will constantly be devaluing his or her partner, saying like, you would be nothing without me. No one would love you like I do. You will never get, you know, this type of relationship ever again. You'll be alone forever if you leave me. Kind of like that thing where it kind of starts getting to you where you're like, well, what if that's true? And that's what starts happening in a lot of these toxic work situations as well, right? And really doesn't matter how the story ends for Tina. And I'm sure, you know, you might be recognizing elements of yourself in the story or, you know, people who are going through this. If that's the case, I will firstly need to tell you, you're not alone. And many, many, many competent, bright, strong professionals are going through the exact same thing right now in the past, and they'll continue to be going through it in the future. And these circumstances that you're experiencing, they are not a reflection of your inherent worth, of your intelligence, of your capability. So first of all, please stop using these unfortunate circumstances against yourself. I know it's hard not to do. Don't. Right? What you do want to do is actually take a step back and ask yourself, what is actually happening here? Some people will tell you, oh, simple. You know, let's look at the just general economic climate, recession, optimization and processes, AI taking over, blah, 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 blah. All of that is affecting the job market. Sure, most of it probably is a contributing factor. However, what I want to offer here and remind you of in this podcast is to zoom out and look at this from a broader perspective, from a spiritual perspective. What do you think is happening here? What are you being asked to remember? What are you being asked to change? Literally, just think about it. Remove your feelings for a moment. Remove the feelings from the situation. What is the universe trying to tell you? Especially if this is not the first time it's been happening to you. Like, really think about it. Because it's not accidental, you are in this spot. And it's not happening to you, it's happening for you, even though it doesn't feel like it. I've had people tell me that they've been laid off 3 times in a row in the matter of 11 months. What? And they're bright, and they're incredibly smart, and they're incredibly charismatic, and that happened to them 3 times in a row in less than a year. What is the universe telling you? What is the message? Because the way I've learned to see and read something like this is that it is a redirection. And deep down, you know exactly what I'm saying. And the more you resist it, the more iterations of almost identical experiences of misalignment that you'll be asked to go through over and over and over again, just in different places, under different employers. But the experience and the feeling is going to be the same. And actually, I think it's going to get worse with each experience. So what is this teaching you? Maybe to find your voice and speak up for yourself and defend yourself and ask for what you deserve. Like I said to one of my clients, I said, even if your voice is shaking, speak your truth. Don't be mean. Don't be catty. Don't be gossipy. But stand up for yourself. And speak your truth, even if that means you're going to be let go, you leave with your head held high with no regrets. Or is it showing you what you have been avoiding to admit to yourself about what you actually want and feel called to do in your career? What gifts, what feedback from others have you been downplaying? What deep in your heart and your soul you believe you could be doing, but you're not really allowing yourself to even dream about it? What feels too scary and almost too good to be true? That's your direction. That's where you're being redirected. Please pause and listen to your heart. You do have the answers. Don't come back to me and say, I don't know. That's a lie. You do know. You just don't always want to listen to it. This, what you're experiencing right now, even if your circumstances are different from Tina, but you're feeling similarly, is an intervention from the universe, from your spirit guides, from the source, from Jesus, from God. Whatever your belief system is all the same. It's happening for you. It's here to support you. Please embrace it so you stop this crazy recurring loop of recreating the same experiences in your life. Okay, hopefully that's useful. Hopefully this episode finds the people who need to hear this. Okay. And finally, I also need to mention this. If you're hearing this and you're like, but Vilma, I can't hear my intuition. I'm struggling with this. If you simply don't know how to move forward towards a more aligned direction, I want you to come and check out the Holistic Career Change Group program. It's launching really soon, in less than 2 weeks, if you're listening to this real time. It's a group experience where you will be taken through the process of creating your unique career blueprint, which is the piece, the missing piece for so many of us when we don't know how to choose, quote unquote, the right career, the aligned career. You creating your unique blueprint will help you identify an aligned, fulfilled, abundant career path. And we will not only, right, for once, finally, we'll be finding clarity for you on what that path, career, business is, but you will also learn the tools to support yourself through the transition process. Changing career is changing identity. Changing identity is a very multifaceted process. It's not linear. It can be quite complex sometimes. That's why people take such a long time to transition, or they quit midway because they are confused. They don't have the reference points. They don't know what's happening. So being a part of this group where other people are going through that and you have this process where you know what's happening is so supportive. And if you're a part of the group, you'll also get so many perks. You'll get a personal career and purpose astrology reading from Kat, who was here on the podcast. She's brilliant. There will be a financial coach that I invited in who will be walking you through the financial planning, because finances is such a sensitive topic for so many of us, especially when we want to pivot, especially we have children and people we're taking care of, right? She will be helping us with that. We'll have a somatic coach teaching you how to make sure your body is present and on board with change so you could hear your intuition. It's a full holistic career and then life change. Honestly, I'm just so excited about this program. I'm proud of it. Nothing like that exists anywhere else in the market. Not that I know, at least. So like I said, we start February 19th. It's a small, intimate group of women. We only have a few slots left. So if you've been enjoying the podcast, if you're struggling to pivot, I would really like to invite you to join this group so that in 5 months from now, you know exactly what you're doing, why you're doing that, and how to create it for yourself. As per usual, the details are in the show notes. You'll find the link in there. You can click on the link and get all of the details and reach out if you're interested. Have a magical rest of the week. Bye. Thank you for spending time with me today. If you resonate with this content, please subscribe and leave a little review to put a smile on my face. And if you'd like to take this work further and have my one-on-one support in switching to an aligned career path using my holistic career change method, make sure you head over to the show notes and book your free consultation call. I can't wait to meet you. Have a nice day.